Hello, welcome everybody to our podcast tonight with Now I See a Person Institute with Dr. Susan Swin and Emma McIntosh. And today we are going to be talking again to another wonderful person and just about their journey this evening.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
So, how do I start? I wanted to talk, kind of what sparked the beginning of my healing journey. And even though I had been trying to for a while prior, I think that just this specific moment really kick-started it for me. It started off as a joke. So I was talking to a friend and I just Google searched, why do I attract jerks? And the information I found was what sparked that idea that personality traits can be a result of an environment and not something that's an inherent thing.
Right. So that is not because of how like you were born, but because of the things that happened to you in your life,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
which I think, you're in a safe place here because we entirely believe that. But maybe you could just let us know a little bit about like what this journey of discovery led to.
Okay. Let's see. After just having that idea that people are just conditioned beings that ultimately react and behave from their own acquired narratives, and that their actions and behavior are not a result of my own worth or my lack of quote unquote worth. It kind of helped me to see the situation better from a better perspective of instead of where am I lacking so that I can fill in this gap to make this connection work. Into a, I see every person now for who they really are and accept that, wherever they are on their own journey within themselves. And instead of trying to fill in that gap and overgiving to fill in that gap to force something to work, I'm now able to just pull back and say, well, I see that this won't work with this person because they are not meeting themselves and trying to grow themselves into someone who can meet other people halfway.
So when you started to think about things this way, that it wasn't something, because I think a lot of women, even young women like in high school on, or maybe a little bit younger, often that there is something wrong with them, that their relationships are not aren't going in a direction of how they would prefer them to be able to go. And that often, I guess in my experience and just in the experience of the work that we do, that women, whether they're very young or regardless of what age they are, is that they can become very injured by these relationships that give them what they're trying to achieve.
Definitely. Yeah, I've experienced that myself because before I, especially in high school, yeah, of course, because I'm already thinking, well, I have to prove my worth to people because people don't know that I'm worthy. So I have to prove it to them that I'm worthy. But really, I was just trying to prove it to myself through these people. And, but I didn't realize and I didn't think of that at the time. I just felt like, well, they don't really know me, so I have to show them who I am. But really, deep down, it was just proving my worth. And when someone isn't able to give,
Mm-hmm.
into a healthy relationship because they aren't in a healthy state themselves, then that kind of just exacerbates the situation. That makes it worse for me as a person who is still doesn't understand that my worth is an inherent truth, something that we're born with. It just makes me believe that I fall short and I take that guilt and I take the responsibility for their shortcomings, and it's not right. It does definitely make it worse when you have these relationships that you get into or these friendships that don't really are not the healthiest kind and that don't are not mutual. It does make it worse.
And then sometimes I think that that puts us on a journey kind of non-discovery within ourselves, where we do buy into this notion or these narratives or these lies that we are not worthy, and therefore we don't try to achieve worth.
That happens too. Yeah, because you kind of just give into that false narrative of, well, I'm worthless because whatever society deems worthy doesn't, it's not me. So then you kind of just accept whatever everyone else around you is saying, that, oh, because you didn't go to college, you're worthless. Because you're not 6 feet tall, you're worthless. Because you're not a size 2, you're worthless. And it's, you have to break out of that. And like you said, when you get into relationships or friendships with people that aren't the healthiest, it just makes it worse. Because you're not hearing anyone tell you you're worthy just as you are. You're born worthy. All life is worthy of existence. Regardless of where you're at in your life, even if you're down on your luck or you're not, you don't have a specific car, you're not at the education level that everyone around you is at your age, it doesn't matter. You're still worthy.
And so how did you help, I don't want to say convince, but how did you kind of knock out those narratives that lived within you for a while to even want to be on a journey of discovery?
I was just tired. I think it was just that I was just tired. I was nearing rock bottom. And I said, something's gotta give because I can't give anymore. I've given so much that I'm in debt with myself. I can't keep on giving. I'm destroying myself. And when it was at that point, then I said, something has to be wrong with this because this can't be right. This can't be what life is about. Life shouldn't hurt. Love shouldn't hurt. Friendship shouldn't feel like you're wearing yourself thin, you know? And that's when I started to look for, there has to be a different truth in this. This can't be all that life is. And I started looking through videos, through books, articles, and but I feel like even with all that information that I collected, that my nervous system or my brain or whatever part of me was just still like, no, that can't be right. That may be true for others, but not for you. And so it was there, but it wasn't really sinking in. I wasn't really accepting it in my heart as a new truth until I saw it really manifesting within my life through healthy connections, like with my therapist, the group at Now I See a Person, and that an ex of mine who made me feel like, or he showed me what a love looks like when you're not expected to be anything or anyone. You're just allowed to exist, and just having that in my life, experiencing those positive connections where I'm only asked to exist within my comfort level is what really made the most impact for me. Because even if I surrounded myself with information of what positive love looks like, I still needed to experience it for myself. I still needed to know firsthand what a healthy therapy really helped, is being able to have that positive connection in my life to differentiate between what I had experienced before. That's what drew the line for me.
And so could you describe a little bit about how that did help?
Yes. Mostly just that, being able to exist as myself, my fumbling self, fumbling through life, and not being judged, not being asked to be anything more than who I was, even in my brokenness, even though I was still trying to figure out this life thing and what I'm supposed to be doing, it's what was really healing for me. That's what really helped me look at that false narrative and call it a liar. Because good, healthy connections that make me feel good and don't wear me thin and don't ask me to be anything else than what I am at that time. That's what gave me the confidence to begin advocating for myself, to begin to seek healthy love and self-care without guilt. It's what really solidified everything that I was learning on my healing journey.
So, you know, we have a lot of people that sometimes listen to these podcasts that they're not quite in that healing journey yet, and some again are hesitant to believe that this is really something that we can achieve. That maybe this happens for other people, or maybe this is just like people are telling me this, that things, these things can occur, but you know, maybe that's in your life, but certainly this is not in my life. And so what kind of words of encouragement would you have that for people that are still in that part of the journey?
There's so much. I really wish that I can physically take this love and this information that I have and my experiences and just implant them in them so that they won't have to go through this whole messy process. But if I can just say something that can kickstart it for them, it's that you are worthy.
You say that again. Sorry, we've lost you there.
That's okay. So what I said is that if there's anything that I can say to kickstart that journey for anyone, is that you are worthy just as you are. No matter where you are in your beliefs, in your healing journey, or even if you haven't started, you are worthy. You don't have to have any specific job, or car, or clothes, or connections, or live in an area, or anything else to be worthy. That's something you're born with. And you are worthy of good, comfortable places. You're worthy of care. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of being heard. Your voice is valid. What you feel is real. And I encourage you to begin to acknowledge that, to stop pushing yourself to the side for everyone and start listening to your needs. If you need to sleep in all day, sleep in all day. If you need to cry, let yourself cry. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be days where you feel great and days where you feel angry or resentful. Some days where you just mourn the something that you didn't have, that you wish you had. And it's all okay. It's all valid. But just choose you and choose to listen to yourself and your body. And know, really know that you are worthy of all the love that there is out there.
And then that was beautiful. I just want you to know that. But when you realize that you're worthy, how is that a game changer? How does that just, like for lack of better words, how does that transform your present and your future?
Because then it gave me the courage to seek out good things instead of putting my head down and saying, I'll take what I can, whatever I get, whatever scraps people offer is what I'll take. It shifted that old me of just accepting leftovers to a new me that now dares, I guess I can say, dares to ask and demand good things, to demand love when before I didn't feel like I deserved to.
Yes, yes. So Emma, do you have some reflections about our conversation today? I think you, yes.
I'm just always inspired listening to your story and your strength and your courage. And I'm so glad that you realize that you're worthy and that you've had these, positive friendships and relationships now for you to see that you're worthy and in your journey. And I'm so excited for your future.
Thank you. I'm excited too to make a future of my choosing this time.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was thinking about is that how valuable this would have been to me when I was younger.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how I wish that I could have listened to something. And because I think when we hear other people's stories that do not come from a therapist, then we think, I can do that. Like there's some like precious words that are being given that we receive, and each person might receive a different word and receive it in different ways. But it's all that the past is not important. What is important is now. And how do we create that instead of the past always kind of, if we want to go from the past as what our, diagram to how we should move forward in life, that's the worst place that we're looking at. Or we're going to be moving backwards all the time. And just that knowing that we can do this, that knowing that our self-discovery is true to ourselves is it's a wonderful feeling.
It is.
So we appreciate so much you being able to share this with us today. And we look forward to in the future to hearing more about your self-discovery.
Thank you. I look forward to sharing it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.